The Montafon Tourism Museum. The Montafon Tourism Museum is located in the former Early Mass House, which, like all of the old Walser houses, is built predominantly from wood. It was rebuilt after a fire in the early 19th century destroyed it. The most notable tenant was the nationally renowned sermonizer, choirmaster, and mountain climber, Franz Josef Batlogh, 1836-1900. In 1992, the empty heritage building took on its new function as a tourism museum. Compared to the Walser houses, the buildings of the Raetia Romanians were built almost entirely out of stone, as you would see if you went to the districts of Ardez and Guarda in Engadine. Like the two ethnic groups, Raetia Romanian and the Walsers, over the centuries, the two building styles mixed together to create the Montafon House made of wood and stone. The museum was established by the Heritage Protection Society in the Valley of Montafon, under the direction of Klaus Fussenecker, and is still sponsored by the society today. As you can see, the main floor of the tourism museum is similar to the inside of a hotel in the early 1900s. The foyer looks like what the reception area would have looked like back then. The lounge is quite classy if we compare it to the simple Montafon farmhouses from those times, and the posh-looking bedrooms and the hotel kitchen accentuate the look. A glance at the cellar doesn't only tell us what the cellar would have looked like in the former guest house, but we can also see the foundation of the original building built in the 17th century. Because of the unique landscape situation, the Montafon Tourism Museum cannot overlook those tourists that made at least a part of their living from traveling, the haulers. We can see traces of the hauling trade and the old guest house from the 17th century on the first floor. The connections become clearer in the older history of alpinism, where the first ascent of the Piz Buin by the traveling salesman from St. Gallen, Johann Jakob Weilenmann, in 1865, and the opening up of the mountain regions with the many mountain huts on the Silvretta, the Raticon, and the Ferwal ranges, are presented. Before tourism became a new basis of existence in the Inner Montafon, new forms of income had to be found to supplement the income from farming, just so the people could survive. Up until the 18th century, many people from the Montafon, as well as Paznaun, looked for work in foreign countries in order to secure an existence. During the 18th century, homework from the textile industry made it possible for at least the women to not have to take on seasonal work in other countries as much. The upper level of the museum is filled with various aspects of the history of tourism. The first thing is, of course, the history of the ski, which is shown from its beginnings up to the present time. Historical winter sports clothes rounds off this part of the exhibition. Prominent hotels like the Rösli in Gaschurn, the Madriza in Gargellen, or the Taube in Schruns are all mentioned in one showcase together with the famous Montafon guest Ernest Hemingway. The history of the Valley's cable railway is in a separate room. Lots of brochures and posters from the past, as well as statistical comparisons of overnight stays, can also be found on the upper floor. A movie about the start of skiing as a sport and the history of the cable railway can also be seen on the upper level. The museum is open to the public from Christmas to Easter, on Tuesdays and Fridays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and on Whitsun, the 26th of October. groups must reserve.